Christ is calling for laborers to in his field, to gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, of heavenly manna we're fed, while souls on the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior has
the mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. Let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a pleasant greeting to all who listen to radio station XEG. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you on the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We are glad to come into your home or automobile as you listen over the radio to the broadcast. If you should happen to be tuned in for the first time, may I welcome you to become one of those who listen regularly to the Mission Trail. Let me assure you that we have only the Word of God as a foundation for our teachings, and I believe it will do you good and not harm. I can surely say that it has been a source of inspiration and blessing to me. But to go on with the broadcast, let us consider a scripture in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. If we have ever needed such a scripture in the history of the world, I believe it is now. First, we see a very solemn responsibility and obligation placed squarely upon the shoulders of the parents. This is true because it is mandatory that someone should train a child. And I can think of no one in a better position to do this than the parents. They are the ones who see and take delight in the first actions of their child. At least they should be. Now, this scripture says to train up a child in the way he should go. This means that while he is yet young and his heart tender and responsive to good influences and sound teaching, he should be trained with all diligence. It is likely that you have heard a statement such as this by some parent: I'm not going to influence my child along certain religious teachings and beliefs, but I'm going to wait until he is old enough and then let him choose for himself the way he desires to go. Now, this is not what the scriptures teach. But it plainly says for the parents or others who may have them in charge to train them. To train requires time and effort. But then think of the satisfaction of knowing that you have done your duty. I remember a good many years ago that I once saw two trees in the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma, which were literally tied together in a knot. They had then grown in this manner until they became fairly large in size and definitely beyond the point at which this knot could be untied. But there they stood as individual trees, yet they were inseparable because sometime in the years gone by, someone had trained them to grow in this twisted manner. Then they were no longer able to stand erect, yet they had continued to grow. Even as this is true in the natural, think how much more is this so in the moral and spiritual things of life. Think of the wrecked homes, the broken hearts, the neglected children left to roam the streets with undesirable companions, the young men in trouble with public officials and sometimes behind the iron bars of prisons. Think of the marriages which have been wrecked. Then, as you ponder these unhappy circumstances, no doubt you are made to ask the question, why? Why did these things come about as they have? I believe I can point you to another verse which will help us understand at least a part of the answer to this problem. Look at this verse in Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Now, there may be some that would immediately say, oh, I would not think of using a switch or a rod to correct my son. I love him too much. Or someone might say, that seems to be cruel. I prefer to just talk to my child. Listen, friends, I do not believe one should be cruel either. But wait, take another look at this verse in Proverbs 29:17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Now let me ask you this. Do you love your child? Then bring him up in the way he should go. Another thing. Do you set the example before your children, or do you tell them to do as I say, not as I do? There are times when the child is left to himself and he brings the mother or father to shame. Now, I do not set up myself as an expert in this field of child training, but we do have some good and sound instruction in the scriptures which will help us in many of the problems which are baffling the parents and officers of today in dealing with teenagers. In most instances, the trouble goes back to those tender years of childhood, where a little correction would have been far more effectual than most anything which can be done in the years which follow. Perhaps you have heard the old proverb which says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Here is one of the places that I believe this is true. Now, let me again repeat this text which we started with. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Friends, this is not my statement only. This is the actual quotation from the scriptures. Shall we pause for a moment to ask for divine assistance in this task which is so great that we're unable to comprehend its far-reaching effects? Our Father, take the words of the message today and awaken the parents of this great nation to their solemn obligation to train the youth of the world to make better citizens and better children of God. For Christ's sake, we ask it. Amen. Here now is Francis with a few words from the letter exchange.
It has been some time since we had the letter exchange on the air, so we have had some very interesting letters to read to you. From those who have been getting the mission trail, we hope you will enjoy them. Here is one from Texas. On the radio some 10 nights ago, I heard a wonderful poem by a minister, and his name I can't recall. Anyway, he said it was for the asking to just send a request to Mission Trail. I was on the road traveling most of last week and failed to make the request. If you still have this and can't understand what I am asking for, I'll appreciate so much getting it. Then here is another from Texas. I was so glad to see you folks at the National Camp Meeting held near Monarch Springs, Missouri, in July. Also at the State of Oklahoma Camp Meeting at Guthrie in August. We, of course, spoke about the Mission Trail broadcast from XEG on Friday nights. I repeat that I believe it means a lot to our brothers and sisters in the Lord to hear the songs, poems, reports from the missionary field, or sermons, whatever the program contains. And most anywhere they live in the United States, one may tune in on this station, XEG. I truly look forward to each broadcast on Friday night. From Louisiana, dear Brother Murphy and family, I enjoyed the papers so very much. It's food to my soul and such a comfort and blessing every time it reaches my home. May God bless all your efforts in His blessed cause on earth. Then here is what one reader in Louisiana had to say about the printed copies of the message. Dear Brother Murphy, I have received the Mission Trail twice now and enjoy reading them very much. Made me feel as I were in your presence, and that was a very acceptable feeling. Another in Louisiana writes, because of ours I must work, it isn't possible to listen to your program on the radio. I would like very much to receive a copy of the program each week. Please send one to my father also. And from Mississippi, one writer said this, it's a real pleasure to have this privilege of dropping you all a line. I hear the broadcast every Friday p.m., and I want to say we do enjoy it. Brother Murphy, you may put my name on your mailing list, and you can be assured you'll be hearing from us again. This is all for today.
Thank you, Francis, and many thanks to those who have taken time to write us a few lines of encouragement in this work of the Lord. We are looking to Him for guidance, and your interest means so much to us. Here now is a song for you by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Manuel Mitchell, and Troy Gentry. I will sing of my Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He meekly sorrowed, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, oh my Redeemer.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have received encouragement from this message, we would be glad to hear from you. Address all mail to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday night at 11 o'clock. Until then, this is Willie Murphy
and Francis
saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a pleasant good night.
And death and hell.